for the guys that didn't skate
today? No, it would be similar than the other days. They're trying to get ahead of some things, but they clearly, by their performance, are fine to play.
A couple of games for Nick Shore now. What have you seen and what he's been able to do?
I like the way he moves the puck. I think that was as strong a game as we've gotten from our fourth line this year. They did have some chances to score, and they were really well organized in their own end, which they have been in the past, but he's got some time on him, right? So he's got a veteran ability to read play just through more experience. He's got a nice set of hands on him. He can make a pass, an outlet pass, and he's got enough, experience again is the right word, just to play the game, not necessarily to play it safe so the coach doesn't get mad at you or you feel like you're playing a mistake-free game of hockey. There's no point in trying to play the game like that. So there are plays that he's trying to make. He makes the right decision. But if he thinks there's something there, he's going to try to make that play.
Well, we know the shot that Patrick obviously possesses, but we don't see him going on a lot of breakaways. How would you describe the breakaway and the goal that we saw from him last night?
Well, that move, he's run it before, and he's at times run it then shot right away because that's what he felt he had. He made a real good read. Mark had done a real smart job of pulling the centerman wide and created that lane for him. And as I said last night, as he gets stronger, he gets faster, and he's going to be able to do that more often. We've talked in the past. I have no problem with him trying that. It's all based on the speed that he's carrying. It's tough to pull off when you haven't built speed through the neutral zone. And it's also tough to pull off from one end to the other because by that time the defenseman has matched your speed. He's got a cadence on you. But off a neutral zone transition when you're carrying more speed than the defender is, absolutely he's got the green light to try it, especially when it ends up like that.
Paul, I know you've talked earlier about how Patrick has transformed his game in a lot of ways. He just told us that his defensive game is way better. I think those were his words.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Yes. But at both ends of the ice. So part of it is you defend when you don't have the puck in all three zones. Part of, and maybe it's a function of playing, coming through a system on big ice. Those forecheckers a lot of times will anticipate where they think the puck is going and really not pressure the puck carrier. And that's a hard thing to take out of your game, which would have been true of Nicky and really a lot of the young guys. They're kind of cheating to where they think the puck goes. These defensemen just look you off and then you're out of position and we have no pressure on the puck. So his defensive game has improved in all three zones. Some of it is just years in the league, right? You have just experience. Now you know what your job is. Your read happens faster because you're not processing nearly as much. And then there's an awareness, an important awareness. When you're playing with Mark, a lot of nights you're playing against the other team's best. So there are times when the smart play is to do nothing special with the puck. You're going to create risk for yourself and not improve your chances. And that's maturity that we'll see in this game. So effort level. I think that he's always wanted to work hard, but it's the knowing how to focus that work level and understanding the pressure that Mark Scheifele will carry as that centerman, and the guys that play on the wing have that as well.
So would that be the toughest part of that adjustment, is not trying to do that extra special thing?
I don't know that if it's truly the toughest part. And this is not, so I'm going to answer this generally, not necessarily specific to Patrick. Young players that are high point producers have spent an awful lot of time finding ice, even with the other team had the puck, right? They're not really engaged. They're quick strike guys. They're almost on the perimeter. This game happens so fast that we need all five guys working in the exact same pattern to keep the pressure on the puck. It takes time. It also takes a willingness, right, for a player to realize, hey, there's more to this game than me scoring goals. For us to win, I've got to keep them from scoring. I've got to be a reliable player for my winger so that we can play faster. If everybody knows what the next move is on the ice, what's going to happen next, five guys just move faster. If there's confusion caused by somebody ad-libbing or freelancing out there, it slows your entire game down. So there's a maturity that comes with that.
I don't know, a lot of people don't believe much stock in plus minus anymore, but he was minus 24 last year and he's plus
seven. I'm sorry, who is?
Patrick.
Yeah,
he was minus
right.
24 last year, he's plus seven now. Is that a true reflection of how much better he's become?
Oh,
I thought it was.
I would say then it's not necessarily specific to that player, but it would be specific to what you're doing with the group of players you're on the ice with. And he is quite a bit better. I'm going to say that's true of a lot of the young players. So, and it's a good example sometimes when maybe there's a disconnect between a coach and a fan, in that if I'm watching the game casually, what a brilliant score, right? All these guys, Nicky, Casey, all these guys. And then if it's not a real technical view of the game, you don't see the other parts where the minuses start to stack up on you, but the coaches kind of do. So you're weighing that. A part of Patrick playing in the three hole when he first came in is you're hiding him a little bit, right? You're getting him out against a different kind of competition. So the biggest compliment that I could give Patrick is where I play him, who I play him against. And we're a year and a half per man younger than the Detroit Red Wings. So we're still a very young team, the balance between winning and developing. So what I'll do is I'll shift guys around a little bit. I'm not putting them on the fourth line to make my point. I'll just change the matchup a little bit when they're younger and kind of protect them a little bit with that. Now Patrick's is on his own with Mark and Kyle, another young guy. I might change the matchup some nights, but we've been pretty consistent. I've let them run against the other team's best, and they've been good.
He's pretty self-deprecating with us anyway. He says his next break would probably be in 4 years because he's that slow. He's got some real pride, too.
The advantage is he can beat the goalie from a long way out, so he doesn't have to, right? God doesn't give you everything, just gives you enough. He got a lot of enough.